anybody in here that God is nudging you to possibly want to help out, substitute, be a teacher, feel free to show up. Thank you.
We share communion. Help us, Lord, to be remembrance of you and all that you gave to us. We ask these things in the name of your blessed and holy Son, Jesus Christ. What the Lord kind of put onto my heart to share, I guess, this morning. Is something that, I guess, goes back to my daily walk or worship with God and devotion time. Something that keeps coming up, or I guess for years now, is I go back to some of the hymns that I sang as a child and maybe as an adult, young adult and such. We don't have a hymnal so much in the church anymore, but many of those old hymns still ring true to me and evoke an emotion, a joy, just a contentment being in God's presence. And one of the things that I had done, I don't know, years ago, when I was memorizing, I decided to memorize the book of James. It took a while, but I got there. Was in the part of James, and I'll read just there's a short section here in James 4. Starting with verse 7, it says, "Submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now, of course, I was thinking, well, how do you resist the devil? How do you get there? I mean, it's not a fight. I'm just going to resist. It goes on, the next verse, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." So I was looking at the presence of how do we draw near to God? Certainly worship, corporate worship is one of those, and singing. And my daily life, just sometimes in the car, sometimes in the morning, sometimes even the evening, singing some of the old hymns that brings me a closeness to God. It starts drawing me closer to God. I don't know if that have any meaning to some of you. Also, recalling some of the authors, I guess, of those hymns and some of their lives. You read the biography, let's say, of John Newton, how you get a deeper richness of that song of Amazing Grace when you read his biography and understand what he went through and how he came to God. Do that, I'm thinking of some of the things like, Fanny Crosby wrote, about 9,000 hymns or whatever, and then go back and read her biography and her life story, and you start understanding some of the saints that went before you. Or we sing, sometimes incorporate "It Is Well With Your Soul" in a song that we sing here in church from the original hymn. And then you read about Horatio Spafford's life and kind of a story of almost a parallel, I guess, of Job's life in some sense, and how he lost his children in a shipwreck and lost most of his holdings in the Great Chicago Fire, 1871. And yet he... He gets to the point in the ocean. This is very much a Cliff Notes version of where his four daughters were perished in a shipwreck. Only his wife survived of his family. And that's where he pins the song, "It Is Well With My Soul." You start understanding. I guess a commitment that he had to understand God's love for him and his love for his Savior. Sorry. Read a little bit about, we lost this for a second. Read a little bit about how Just As I Am came to being in Charlotte Elliott's life. And she was an invalid and felt like she was useless and couldn't do anything for God. So I'm just sharing part of how I come up to, or how I participate, I guess, individually in trying to draw nearer to God sometimes. That's understandable. Anyway, here we are in communion. We can share what Christ has done for us, and we're to do this in remembrance of him. So let's eat and take the cup. Lord, I just thank you for this time that you've given us. We start each day with praise to you, and help us to live out this day to glorify you. Help us to instill a love for you that surpasses all understanding and knowledge. That love first comes from you, and that we reflect that back to you. We ask, Lord, that the day, as Rob leads us in a sermon, that also penetrates our ears and our hearts. And we ask this in the name of your blessed Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.